Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Good evening, everyone. Ed Raymer here with you with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Again, at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's had a good week. Got a big week coming up. And, you know, the time change, I think, has got everybody's throat a little bit off. But that's okay. We'll get used to that in a few days. It just takes my wife told me before I left. I said, has this been the longest day you've ever had in your life? That generally comes in the fall when they change that and it starts getting dark about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I still fully believe, my wife's always believed this, that's the pharmaceutical companies and the government have something going there because they sell more prescription antidepressants during that time than any time. My guest tonight, and some of you already know this from Facebook, is from District 19, and he's a candidate there, Mr. Pat Clement. Pat, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Ed.
Not a problem.
I'm happy to be here.
No, I'm glad to do it. And I still don't hold any resentment for you winning that chili contest. That, but I feel that was stolen, and I'm demanding a recount. And
I still have my winning tiara on my bookshelf back behind my my desk. So if you're ever gonna see me online, it'll be up there on the top shelf. So
well,
I'm
naturally,
really
you'd be the one to rub it in.
Really,
you know.
Proud.
Okay, we're gonna be talking to Pat here in just a few minutes, and I'll tell you what, Connor's on the board, and he'll do a good job as always here at WGNS. And I'll tell you what, Connor, let's go ahead and kick this thing off. We give Pat maximum yield of his time here with us. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off on Sunday night. And this is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And I'm your host, Ed Raymer. And this show is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight. And you can reach Pat with your questions, comments, or your thoughts at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450. And you can also text us a number, send us a text to that number, and Connor will be glad to read it over the air for you, or he'll give it to Mayor Pat, and we'll read it, and you can ask your question. In case you're just a little too high or too shy and don't want to go on the air, we certainly understand that. As I've told you, my guest is Pat Clement. He's your Democrat candidate for District 19, and we're glad to have him here with Rutherford County Commission, by the way. Glad to have him here. Now, how do you listen to us? Of course, I've done told you, and you know, over the good old-fashioned radio. Kids, if you're out in your car and you go out there, there's a rectangular device in there, and it's called, if it's got some buttons on it, if you'll press it, you'll bring it up. It's called a radio, and you could get music and talk and everything out of it. It's an amazing device, and it's been around for a couple of years, and so give it a try. I think you'll like it. And, yes, some of the songs that you're listening to that you think are new, they're not new at all. Pat and I were rocking to those years ago. So, it's the truth.
I'm an 80s kid.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
80s teenager.
Well, we won't talk about what I am. But anyway, I'm going. You can watch us on Facebook Live. The biggest people, a lot of you, watch us on YouTube Live at News Radio WGNS? News Radio WGNS. At either format, and you can find us. You can find all of my shows that are back there that we've done over the last two or three years that I've done. And you can find, just put, you know, the Edwin Lee Raymer Show on YouTube. And you can find them. My wife listens on Alexa. We've got Stitcher. The list goes on and on. I've got a friend who listens on I'm on iHeart Live for podcasts, all that good stuff. So we're there. And you can also download the WGNS app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Angela Bingham just left here, and she's done a great job with Simplicity. Didn't they have an anniversary or something here? They had Connor. Wasn't it her anniversary on the show or something? Was it?
Angie Renee's anniversary with her husband.
With her husband. Okay, I'm sorry. 29 years, I believe. Angie Renee. That's good. That's good. Yeah, okay. He's going to let her hang around that long.
She's going to let him hang around that long.
Okay. Good folks and doing what they should do. And the Angies have been here with Simplicity. They're broadcast every Sunday at 6, feeding people. Taking care of people, doing what in the Christian way you're supposed to be doing it. Well, it's just in the proper way. She takes care of people, and a pretty good cook. So I'm sure our friend Connor here can attest to. She's fed him many a meal. Jason Qualls is on about 4:30 every afternoon through the week as time allows through sporting events. And check him out. Good financial advice with Financial Coaching Radio. Doing a great job. I want you to go. If you would, Once Up on a Page for 2026 is a book and story convention, and you're going to have local authors, narrators, and vendors, and this is April the 18th and 19th at Smyrna Event Center at 100 Sam Ridley Parkway there in Smyrna, and this year's event is going to bring together writers of all genres, from fantasy to romance, poetry, children's literature. And it's a weekend that's going to be packed with just great authors, signings, panel discussions, giveaways, and a lot of community fun. You can get this through Lindsay Schultz. She's a friend of ours at thespinebookshop.com. All one word, at the spine, S-P-I-N-E, thespinebookshop.com. You can get your tickets there. They sold out last year, and they're looking to sell out again this year. May already be sold out. So don't forget that, please. It's going to be a good event. She's doing some good things. I'll tell you what, before we put Pat on, let's go ahead and do some questions. What do you say? Pat, now you're running in 19th District, and you're running for County Commission.
Yes, sir.
And now, have you had this animosity toward your family long, or... Is this something that just propped up? I know.
Well, if my wife has actually made it onto YouTube, she knows she's probably listening to this answer carefully. But
I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't mean to do that.
You know, the farther you get into a campaign, the more pressure it puts on your family. I mean, I spend a lot of time going to meet and greets and forums and petition signing and. This in the spring will be door knocking, and she's a really supportive person, and I can't thank her enough for being part of the crazy things that we get ourselves into.
Well, the spouses are very important in anything we do, for male or female, because some of the ladies running, their husbands are right there with them. They're at all the events and everything, and it takes that effort. So
sure enough. You know, sure enough.
But what made you want to do this? I mean, you've been with HCA.
Right, I worked for HCA for almost 30 years, three decades.
You've handled big budgets and things of that nature.
Sure,
You know what's going on with money.
As toxic as it might sound, I've been on an acquisitions team in the IT department. For most of my career, where we go in and buy struggling hospitals, like in communities that were about to lose their hospital or become a huge drain on the county or the local community that they're in.
Right.
And, you know, that company is good at going in and making them profitable again and keeping the most important services and, unfortunately, sometimes sending other services to somewhere else.
That's
really how it goes. And I'm in information security now, so I'm protecting those same networks. So that's what I do professionally.
Okay.
But, you know, it takes a big team to, you know, a 600-bed hospital was the one we did. It takes a big team. I was the lead on 11 hospitals one time where we were replacing the infrastructure and delivering applications. And they're big, diverse teams, multi-million dollars worth of equipment being purchased and installed, and vendors. And, you know, I spent a lot of time working with lots of different people of different colors, different accents, even different countries.
Sure.
It takes a diverse team to kind of achieve those kind of the goals that we had on that in that work. So I forgot where you were going.
Well,
with the
what
rest
I was
of
getting
question.
Is you're used to with the budgets that Rutherford County now has.
Oh yeah, yeah.
This is not a small issue anymore.
Right. Right.
And you cannot be, you must respect the numbers, but you can't run from in fear from it. It is what it is. It
sure,
takes a lot of money.
Sure.
We've got to build two new schools and a jail.
That's right.
And the cash has to come from somewhere.
That's right. It does. It does.
And if you win, you will be struck with this. You will be saddled with this problem just like 20 other people.
Sure, sure. Well, that's right. We do have a couple of big, the county does have a couple of big ticket items, just like you said. We have a jail to build that it looks like the state is forcing us to finally do. It's been a problem for 10 years,
it
11
has.
Years.
It's it
been,
has.
The jail yeah. has 1,000 inmates in it and is really designed for like 400 or 450.
So, I think, you know, so. It's something like that. And Sheriff Fitchhugh, he's been here. He's been good enough to be our guest a time or two, a couple times, two or three times. And he said, right there in that chair where you were, and had a, I think we were on air when we did this, but at any rate, and I think I may have wrote you over this, about the Facebook over this, they had parts for an elevator they were trying to get that they couldn't get. And,
sure.
you know, you don't shut things down in a jail. It's like, well, you come from a hospital environment. You don't shut a hospital down at Christmas because everybody wants to go home at Christmas. People still get sick. People are still in jails. It's 24-hour-a-day operation. You
sure.
know?
I mean, I talk to some people, and they're like, well, I don't care if they stack people,
yeah,
lay people on top of
I
each
know.
Other in a
right.
jail. But,
you can't have an attitude.
But, you know, that's not right. And you know, the officer staff is... or the officer spaces there was designed for like 80 officers and there's like 300
right.
of them in there now.
Yeah.
So it's everything. There's
everybody's on top of each other.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, there are state issues where they're housing state prisoners where the state doesn't have capacity to take prisoners.
Sure.
So it's a complicated situation, but you know, it's one of those things that is caused by our this county's growth.
Right.
It's something that the previous leadership has continued to kick that can down the road, knowing that there are things that are proportional to the number of people in this county. In my business, when you see network traffic increasing at a different rate and you're adding users at
right.
a certain rate,
mm-hmm.
you have infrastructure. You have to plan for that additional capacity.
And you have to be proactive instead of reactive.
It's the same. It's not different. And it seems like we are reactive. We're being pushed to the brink before we do anything about the problems that we have in this county. And
well,
we should be working on them 10 years. We should have been working on the jail actively and getting things done 10 years ago. So.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You're talking about kicking the can down the road. We've kicked the can so many times, it's become a 55-gallon drum.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
not as easy to kick that little can. That's not a little can to kick down the
that's
road
That's right.
Anymore.
And it's everything. I mean, you think about the dump. I mean, Middle Point Landfill, it's not in my district. You know, the water that my home, that comes into my home, comes out of the West Stones Fork, and it's downstream of the Middle Point Landfill, but you know, and
right.
that thing we should have known it was going to fill up. But then we also were accepting trash from like
30
other counties or whatever it is, and we have the huge amounts of yeah. industrial waste going into that thing,
yeah.
and it's just filled up way too fast. And we knew what the rules were, and you know,
well,
it's no
the
surprise.
County at that point. And we try not to assess any blame here, and
right.
these things happen. They did not see back in the 80s what a growth thing this was going to be, or
sure.
in the 90s even, and they got into an open-ended contract, and it was a bad contract. It was a bad contract to begin with.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure the Middle Point people have had some reservations about it as well. They don't like fighting over this mess either.
Right.
You know, but we have what we have, and it must be dealt with, you know.
Right.
And it's going to fall right there in your lap, and it's already in the lap of the commission right now.
That's right. Well, from what I understand, it's now on Murfreesboro City property. The city annexed that land.
Right.
But where it can expand horizontally is on the county property. There's still county property in the county on the edge of it. So,
sure.
You know, the county still has a play in it. It's not, I don't understand it to be all city of Murfreesboro issue.
I'd wondered about that as well. I don't know how that came about. And I must say, I'm just like you, I have not studied that.
Sure.
I don't know what's going on here.
Well,
but I'm sure we'll find out sooner
They're experts on it more than I am. But you know, And what I say is that the garbage still has to go somewhere.
Right.
And it's a Tennessee problem. If we, you know, I've heard that if that landfill closes, where our garbage goes to Sparta, White County, and it goes into their landfill.
That's
all
a
we're
long
doing is moving
way
our
away.
Problem.
I know,
problem
but that's
them.
A long way away.
Well, they load a 100,000-pound truck up and run it down highway whatever to get there, and they go dump it. It'll cost us more.
Sure.
It'll cost the people of this county more to get rid of that trash. But, I mean, it's got to go somewhere. And I really think that Senator Heidi Campbell, proposed a bill called the Tennessee Waste of Jobs Act to redirect industrial waste to other uses. So it's recycling it inside the whole manufacturing process. You know, one industry creates waste that another industry can use directly. It doesn't have to go to a recycling area. It can be sold, but the manufacturers would be incentivized to participate in that. And then recycling, you know, the county doesn't have a recycling program. I think Murfreesboro does, but to get in your car and drive over to dump your recycling is awfully hard, and the guys there are like, no, that can't go here, it's got to go there, and there's all these
rules, supposed to be putting one out by me, as a matter of fact. It's out by the Buc-ee's
area.
My wife and I are out South Church, and then of course Joe B. Jackson comes across there now.
Sure.
And we've got the Walmart and all that, what used to be County Farm Road.
Right.
But it's now, part of it is Joe B. Jackson, and they're supposed to be doing something there. And, you know, so I don't know what the timetable is on all that, but I'm sure we'll find out as we go. And that project's been approved. They're going ahead with it. So,
sure.
I mean, we've got to. We're talking right now. We're going to go to our first break. And Connor, take us to that, if you would, please, with Pat Clement, District 19. And he's running for asking for your vote in this district. And we're going to talk about the election and when it is and dates and things of that nature. And when we come back, I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stay with us. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it.
Agriculture at the backbone. Welcome and hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox, and this is Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
We've lost the farms, but the folks that are still farming, you know, trying to hang on, you know, we're doing the best we can, and we're having to adapt.
Agriculture is no doubt still the driving force of our state's economy, and despite the loss of farms and farmland, that's still the case for East Tennessee's Blount County. Andy Waters is president of the Blount County Farm Bureau.
It's very important. I mean, you know, we've got the farmers markets. You know, the people moving in are wanting fresh food. You know, we offer that. You know, the freezer beef sales are really good. And we've got a lot of century farms around us, you know, and that's important to the family and the infrastructure there in the county.
Andy Waters raises beef cattle and hay and forage on his farm in Blount County and believes working through Farm Bureau and other ag organizations helps to make sure folks have a better understanding of agriculture.
You know, a lot of people nowadays with social media are fed wrong information. You know, this they don't have the education that they need on it, and I think it's our responsibility that we need to do that for them, you know, to keep them on the right foot. So, you know, being with the Farm Bureau, that's meaningful to me to be a part of an organization that has that voice, so that people can understand and be educated about their food. They don't have to be a farmer, but they need to know where it comes from, and they need to know the backbreaking work that we do and some of the issues that we're facing, you know, to produce that piece of beef, that steak, that, you know, whatever it is for them.
Well, besides being an advocate for the ag industry, Waters is hopeful for a better year for his hay and forage crops. Drought conditions took their toll last year and are persisting now, but he's hopeful his area and the rest of the state can see more normal rainfall at the right time this coming season. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
Yeah, and we're back with you, Ed Raymer. Pat Clemens here with me. He's your candidate for District 19 here in Rutherford County and your county commission, and he'd appreciate your vote. And we're here to talk to him tonight, and we'll probably have him back another time or two before it goes on. We've got a caller right now, do we? Connor, put our caller on. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Raymer.
Hello, is this Jeff?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, you know, I just want to tell the candidate, I hope the campaign goes well. I saw the commissioners on Friday's office with Murray, so I know it's campaign season when they're out shaking hands.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's campaign season for them. But you guys see there's a lot of things going on in the county. I know, you talking about the jail. Yes, we are on the clock to build. I think it's 3 years. We have to have it built, designed, everything has to be in it. 3 years, the state's already told us that the store we must have. They said it's anywhere from $350 to $400 million.
$350 to $400 million.
$400 million. That's what Mayor Carr.
I'd say every bit of that. What are we looking at for new high school, fellas? What are we looking at? A couple hundred million?
I know the county director of school went to the commission and said that it was going to be, I can't remember both of them, or one of them was going to be, I want to say there was two new high schools, and it was something like 100, I guess both of them, 175 million or something. I forget what it was on, but they were high schools. So you've got to have more high schools, you've got to have more land.
I'm going to bet it would be $175 million apiece.
That's just me talking now. That's what I think you said. That sounds right.
I've heard some more disastrous numbers or more challenging numbers. Okay. I've heard $400 million for the jail. I'm not sure whether that's what the exact budget is. The first thing they have to do is do a report to figure out a diligence to figure out exactly what it's going to cost or close to it. And then the school, I've heard up to $300 million, but I can't confirm that number either. But there's
I just know for the high schools, you've got to have more land for different things like athletic facilities, things like that.
You've got to have more land
for that. The elementary and middle schools are not so bad. Elementary schools aren't. Like I told Emily, there's going to be one of them in the fall, middle school, Poplar Hill. That's all this Southern fall.
Right.
Right.
They're already sure. hiring teachers. They got a principal and everything. Already hiring teachers, secretaries, things of that nature. So that'll be open in August. But I would tell Mr. Raymer, I'm sure you got all my messages. On March 28th, we're going to have another No Kings rally.
Right. Yeah, you'd mentioned that. Yeah, No Kings rally in Murfreesboro.
That indivisible group's going to go.
Right. Murfreesboro indivisible.
And then I'm sure you heard about what happened with Mr. Mitchell. What's going to get asked?
He has been exonerated. Yeah, our county property tax assessor has been exonerated of it. Yes. I'm waiting to see his apology. I mean, the apology for him.
I heard about it. He basically, or Sky May State guy, basically, that Rutherford County taxpayers are owed money that this guy, the comptroller, has the money he spent. It's basically tax waste money out of his way up there. Money spent to study all this, do all this. And basically said that what Mr. Michigan is assessing the property as far as the value thing, it was about from 90, anywhere from 95 to 99%, right?
There was an error rate of 0.06, yes, I think, right, which is ridiculous.
Sure.
What an error. 50 cents.
50 cents.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to make much of a difference on my tax bill.
Well,
I'm a three-page paper.
See, you know, I really think the lesson for everybody listening and all the voters and the residents of this county need to know is to watch your tax assessment like a hawk. And if you see that there's something wrong, you have to take action yourself and challenge it. You can't. I mean, you.
Well,
really
all you have to do is go up there, and they'll be glad to sit down and go over it with you.
Right. And I think most of the time they're accurate. Mine's accurate, and it's
mine is.
A lot of them are new constructions that where taxes were deferred or things where their automated processes broke. I don't think there's any criminal intent or any ill intent by anybody. There was no corruption in it at all. It was just mistakes.
I heard this. I heard this. I didn't know what was going on until yesterday. But they're going to have a forum or debate, whatever we're going to call it. Tomorrow night it's going to be the county mayor candidates, which there's three of them. And the candidates for sheriff, about five of them. I don't know where it's going to be, but I know it's going to be Monday tomorrow night.
Are we allowed to go ask any questions?
get in.
If I can get in, okay. Well, that's the trick, too. Yeah.
When I went to the last time, we had the state representative. Most of them were the ones that were running for re-election to show up. All the ones that were trying to beat them. I know there's three of the county mayors. I know
sure.
the guy I saw was running. Like
right.
Five,
yeah.
Five sheriff candidates. So I don't know how we're going to. I'd have to have a runoff for sheriff. I don't know how they're going to put the votes on that. But I just don't, like you said, Edwin Lee, I'm with you every time we talk about this, every time ad nauseum. I just told people to get out and vote and make their voice heard.
That's why we're here. We just want people to go vote.
I know every time you get frustrated with everything about the turnouts and all this. Come out and have their voices. City and candidates that make their voice heard. And whatever they have, they vote, just vote however they want to.
Jeff, thank you so much. We
appreciate it. Have a great evening. Have a good week.
Talk to you later in the week. Jeff Neal, good supporter of this broadcast, and Jeff is a supporter of WGNS as well. And he's right. Main reason we're here, we want to get people to vote.
We want to get
people to vote for you.
You know, Jeff mentioned, the mayor candidate or mayor race and the sheriff race. I'm also on the candidate recruiting committee for the RCDP.
Okay.
And it's really one of the reasons that I ran, one of the reasons, there are a lot of reasons, but just try to give their other really great candidates that we have in this county, if they just have the courage to run.
Sure.
We don't have a Democrat in the running for county mayor, and there are people out there that are
certainly qualified. Yes.
Certainly.
Yes,
certainly.
Sir.
And I really hope that those people will consider it next cycle and not leave that that seat unchallenged in the general election. So
I agree.
I really hope that people take, you know, it really exposes you when you run, when you put yourself out in the public. Most people don't want to do that. They don't want to expose their careers to that kind of criticism.
Right.
But I really think that it's our democracy, and I really hope people will we have a full house.
Well, and I think we've been awakened to that, too. Yeah, and I admire, and let me say this, thank you for doing this tonight. I appreciate you.
Sure.
Appreciate your time. Tell your wife I said thanks. I appreciate you taking a couple of hours on a Sunday night to come up here and talk to a guy like me. And you'll never probably ever see, I'm too old, I'm wore out, I'm out of it. You'll never see my name on a ballot. But I respect all you folks, you ladies and gentlemen, that put your name on a ballot.
I'm proud to be part of the of all the candidates that are running.
You're trying to be part of the solution, and to give people a voice and to through you to say, you know, what do you want? Now, can we always get that? Probably not. I want to ask you something, and someone brought this up, and it could have even been you. I don't know. No, seriously, and it's a serious topic. Because they brought it up, and I forget who it was. It may have been Wayne. I don't know. But anyway, you know, we're talking about this race to Rutherford County being the fourth largest county.
Sure. Okay. Sure.
That we're going to beat Hamilton County.
And we're racing Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Sure.
We occupy roughly anywhere from half to two-thirds the area that Chattanooga does.
Sure.
Is it possible we're just out of room? In other words, we've got like 60% of what Chattanooga has. I mean, and we say people are still coming here, but are we going to have room for them at the current rate of what we're doing?
Well, and if you look at Chattanooga, I mean, just briefly, the terrain there is a lot harder to build on. They'd be blowing us away. They'd be a city as big as the Big Three if it wasn't for that terrain. They're jammed by the river. They're jammed by mountains and hills. And we even heard some of the developers on the county commission talking about Plan Rutherford and how certain areas of Rutherford County are harder to build on.
Sure, they are.
So they designated them as the green areas on the Plan Rutherford, which the big half acre, you know, the one or two houses per acre discussion.
Yeah, there was that meeting. I watched that meeting at night.
So, I mean, Rutherford County grows where it's easy to build. And we should build in areas that are easier to build, where we have infrastructure, where the roads can support it, where we have schools, where we have fire departments, and you know all the things that it takes to run a county. That's what that plan is about, and I am very in support of Plan Rutherford. And
you support the plan?
Oh,
you know, on the whole, yeah,
sure. And you know, it also preserves sort of the culture of different areas, you know, the rural nature of some of the areas further out.
Cannonsboro and things of that nature, sure.
It's a big section of my district that's southwest of Veterans and north of Rucker that's pretty rural. I used to ride my bike out there back when it was safe before the county jammed up full of my wife and I used to go ride our bicycles out there, and now it's, you know, two-lane roads and houses jammed out on those farm roads, mm-hmm. and become almost too dangerous. You have to be very courageous these days to ride within the sort of the more urban areas of Rutherford County these days.
Right.
It can be pretty dangerous. But anyway, I digress. It's a sign of the health and livability of the county. I mean, that's really what's happening here.
Sure. But undoubtedly, our growth has slowed because it pretty well has to, because, I mean, we're at the time right now, the present time, we're sort of out of space and trying to decide, hey, do we go with apartment complexes, for example? Are there many of those coming in, and they're going up instead of not being spread out anymore?
Well, there's a lot of land in this county. When you go drive outside of the city of Murfreesboro, my neighborhood, there are fields and things like that, and I know that those are ripe for development.
Sure.
I mean, if they can be bought at the right price, if they can get water and sewer, that's a big problem for a lot of these neighborhoods.
Sure.
If the the soil is right and they can deal with stormwater runoff, they're going to build those neighborhoods.
Sure.
We even talked in my district, we have the Stones Battlefield Extension. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's
right.
That's really to access more of those undeveloped fields. In the hospital business, we call them green fields.
Okay.
Where they were green fields and now they're a hospital.
Right.
Or it's a green field and now it's a school. Or it's a green field and now it's a now it's a big development, you know, with hundreds of homes. And we've seen it. Everybody's seen it.
Sure.
Anybody that's been here more than a few years has seen it happen.
Yeah, all you got to do is drive out Veterans Parkway.
Oh, yeah.
Veterans Parkway is a perfect example of what they were raising soybeans last year, and this year there's an apartment complex.
Well, whether people like it or not, Veterans is a road that is good infrastructure for development.
Yes, it is.
You know, you have a lot of lane capacity, and you know, the
fire department's in place.
Yeah, everything's there for it.
Right.
So there are a lot of just conventional neighborhoods to build in Rutherford County. As much as people like it or hate it, you know.
I know. Yeah.
So, but get the infrastructure there. You know, people want parks. They want places to play. They want places to shop that aren't miles and miles and miles from their home. They want easy access to the interstates. They don't want to sit in traffic for 2 hours driving into Nashville to their job.
Oh my goodness! I sit
an hour and a half both ways. It takes 3 hours out of my day 2 days a week. So
right.
Anyway,
and it is a problem.
Sure,
and it can be a drawback to people wanting to move here. How do you feel about our county school system?
Oh gosh, in my district we have Blackman, the Blackman schools, and
sure.
Smyrna High, and I believe they're very good schools. I don't have children. I have a stepson that's a grown man.
Yeah, our children are grown as well.
But I talked to so many people that moved to Rutherford County because our schools are good.
That's exactly right. That's all I kept saying. I've said it all the time.
So, I mean, if you're a super conservative about taxes, I'm not promising to raise taxes.
Sure, oh, no, yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
You know, this last term in 2023, the 19 out of the 21 county commissioners were in control of the commission and raised taxes on this county.
Sure,
I mean, it has to be done sometimes, but. But, you know, if we're going to have to pay for these other things, are we going to cut the school budget? You know, where does the money come from to build these things?
Sure.
And, I can't see us cutting schools. I think there are more things the schools ought to do. I think kids ought to have – I think we ought to have universal free lunch for kids. We shouldn't
I've
have –
I've asked for free breakfast, free lunch, and a snack.
I know there are programs for it.
Yeah.
And some kid gets a special cheese sandwich, and they have to sit around all their friends eating regular food. It's just not a great culture. Kids have to be there, and they ought to eat. Teachers ought to have anything that they need to do the job, the best job that they can.
What I've said with all these children, forget who's got the money, who doesn't. Put them all on a free lunch program and be done with it.
Absolutely. Hungry kids don't learn.
And I've got a good friend, and he made a very valid argument. He said, I don't know that we can afford, that would be, and roughly by his figures, and this is a pretty sharp fella, and he would be roughly around $16 million that year in, year out.
Sure.
I say, I understand. And we were talking on Facebook back and forth. I said, but my contention is this. We're already doing it for about half of them.
Right, right.
So let's say you had, you know, $6 to $8 million. It's just going to cost another $8 million. And now I know $8 million don't grow on trees. I understand that. But you see where I'm coming from.
Sure,
we're already
sure.
paying it for half of them, maybe more.
Well,
that's fine with me. I don't care.
The school's portion of the county budget is like half of it.
Sure,
it's like $500 million, and
sure.
It doesn't cost that much more to feed kids. That's one thing. But my ears are open to improvements in the school. When I was working on my petition, everybody that I talked to, their number one thing was they're rezoning my kids to another school.
Yeah,
can you fix that? And I'm like, well. You know, the school board does that, but, you know, I'll do my best to, you know, to work on it as a county commissioner.
Sure.
You know, these kids are getting halfway through the you know, whatever cycle they're in, and then they're having to go to another school the next with that's split away from their friends and their whole cycle. It's just not great change for the families.
How do you feel about public money in private schools and these charter schools? What you where are you sitting there, bro?
Well, two things. One, charter schools, I think they do a really great job, but I think they leave out families that single mothers, the families with parents sitting in traffic for an hour and a half, 90 minutes to get into Nashville. They just can't get their kids there. Those charter schools don't run buses, and I think they're leaving kids out. That's my main complaint with them. I don't really like public-private partnerships like the Choice Lanes, and I think charter schools are that. They get us into a bind where we're in a long-term contract, and it could be something we don't like. Vouchers, I think they're charity for rich people. I think they take money away from public schools, and we can't even get good data from the state. The state won't even. By the way, well, that's a state issue.
That's exactly right.
But
and here's the thing. I've seen Arizona, again, I had a thing pulled up. I don't have it now. Yeah. But it's on Facebook. And people buying earrings and people buying jet skis. And yeah. I'm off the cuff on that. Yeah. But that's what they were doing. Items that have nothing to do with education. We have a caller.
Sure.
And, I mean...
I don't have kids, and I pay taxes.
That's exactly right.
If a voucher is like getting their tax money back,
and here's another thing:
public school.
Once they've paid that money, and this is where, and I must say this, our county mayor Joe Carr asked the question. He's quoted in the newspapers from some months ago, and then the parents pull the child out of the private school and put them back in public school. What about this money?
Sure.
When does the county get there? And he's got a legitimate gripe, and I think all of us do. Where is that portion? Not all of it, but prorated, and how much to get the county back our money?
Sure.
I think
it's just like the Choice Lanes. It's a P3 partnership. You don't have to use the Choice. That's what the lady told us
right.
at the public hearing about it.
You don't have to use the
private lane. You can choose to use the public, the private lane, but just like private schools, you can choose to go to a private school. You know, you don't.
Sure.
It's not taking.
And
public
if you can afford to do that, that's fine.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. So anyway, probably too much about that.
Okay. We have a caller on the line. Caller, please bear with us. Thank you for bearing with us. Go ahead.
Ed Raymer, this is Mark Riddle.
Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You guys have had a great show tonight. Very informative.
Thank you.
Solid waste, building schools, building jails, property tax rates, having just paid property taxes on Friday the 28th. It's a fresh wound.
Sure. Well, that's the reason I pay mine as soon as Ted Beatty sends them out. It makes it a little less, go ahead. Let's get this over with.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen. All this good financial information is one thing, but I've followed, I've talked to you before when Rob Mitchell's there and stuff about what's going on between him and Joe Carr.
Agreed.
I saw the other day something I was not aware of. Evidently, the chairman of the commission, Jeff Phillips, and the mayor are not being able to get along. Is there any information Pat can give us on that? Because I'm assuming he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so
Mark, or is that it?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Mark, you and I need to get together for a cup of coffee in the worst way.
I know we do.
You're buying, right?
Sure.
The height of tax season. I've got the deadlines March 15th and then April 15th, so you might want to call me in May. Bye.
Mark Riddle, thank you, Mark. We appreciate it. What do you think?
Babe? Yeah, so it's a brand new issue, and I've seen the headlines, but I haven't read.
I saw it.
I haven't read all the articles about it, but it's just another. In my professional life, I've been parts of dysfunctional teams, and these guys are not functioning healthily.
Right.
Mayor should be having a conversation with Jeff Phillips before all this goes down and before all these legal complaints and everything happen. They should have a conversation, or the mayor, Mayor Carr, should be coming to the county commission meeting and talking about what he's doing. and get right with each other. I mean, you know, that's a dysfunctional team, in my opinion.
You know, a lot of stuff going on that.
Sure.
That, right.
I mean, we've had these ethics complaints and everything else. It's just, it's a sign of, I mean, it could be better. I mean, they do okay, so, but it could be better. I'd love to come back with a better answer than that for you, caller, but Mark.
No, Mark, yeah. And he's one of us. I'll put it sure. that way. He's a good fella. Yeah.
And I look forward to meeting him someday.
No, yes, sure. He listens. And you know, that's another thing. Regardless whether they're in your district or not, to meet these people and say, you know, hey, tell me your idea. You know, you're a resident of Rutherford County.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
I'm talking to just my people in my district. Well, that's not really true. Everybody's got a voice in this.
Just like the you know, the dump polluting our water sources. You know?
Sure, exactly.
There is evidence by these groups that are tracking it that's happening. But anyway, it's going to be a burden on us all.
That's right.
So it is an issue. A burden in one district is a burden on all of us.
Pat Clements here with us. So. He's running for District 19. He wants your vote for county commission. And Connor's on the board, and we're going to go to our last break. And I'm Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, J. Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it.
Prayers for Peace. I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. From his Vatican window, the first pope from the United States in the history of the Catholic Church, Pope Leo XIV, told his followers last Sunday he was profoundly concerned about the United States and Israeli strikes on Iran.
Dinanzi alla possibilità di una tragedia di proporzioni.
Pope Leo urging both sides to, in his words, stop the spiral of violence before it becomes an irreparable abyss. The head of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, meanwhile, says the present crisis between Washington and Tehran risks igniting a far wider conflagration across the Middle East. The head of the American Jewish Committee in the St. Louis region, Nancy Lisker, says the responsibility for these attacks is Iran's alone.
For decades, they have targeted American men and women in uniform, Europeans and Israelis. They have called the U.S. Big Satan. So, and for decades, they have refused to meet international nuclear guidelines.
Lisker says the world is a safer place with Iran not obtaining a nuclear bomb and funding terror organizations.
The hope will be that that part of the world will be a safer place and that the Iranian people will have, again, back the future in their hands and not in the hands of tyrants.
And she hopes this war in Iran will bring the international community together.
We hope that these will be over in a few weeks and that the world will come together and peace will prevail.
United Methodist bishops implored leaders on both sides to place the protection of innocent lives at the center of every decision, while Episcopal church leaders urged Congress to condemn the attacks and do all they can to stop escalating violence. With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.
All right, we're back. Thank you, Connor. And Pat's with us. Pat, tell people, we've got about 8 minutes left here. And tell people what you want to do. Tell them who you are. Once again, we're going to have you back, obviously. And again, thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. And it's a Sunday night, and we thank you for coming up here.
Well, thanks again for having me.
No, I'm glad to do it.
I'm really happy to be here. You know, I am running for 19. I just want to say that I think I have the background to do the job. I think I've, with my experience with nonprofit work, my professional work, I go find my website, clementsforruco.com.
Sure.
See what I'm about. Find my Facebook page, Clements for Rutherford County. I don't know whether you want to talk about this now or not. I wasn't given an agenda, so.
It's okay. It's all right.
But, you know, I hope everybody will go out. We did have a lot of voters removed from the voter rolls. If you didn't vote for two elections in a row, presidential elections, but go to govotetn.org and check your voter registration. And then also go ahead and put it on your calendar for the primaries. The local elections, the primaries are the early voting is July 17th through August 1st. Make a plan to vote on voting day of August 6th. It's an off election. It's you know, we're voting for state positions in November, but these local positions are August 6th. Get out and vote. Make a plan to get out and vote. We need people to go vote.
And I think you're right. Make a plan.
Yeah.
It's something you got to work into your daily. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I'm listening to you. And I'm wondering, not only do we all need to go out and vote, but I'm wondering, how do people help people with their elections? Like, say, if somebody wanted to help you, what do people do?
Well, oh yeah, that's a great question. I wish I could spend the whole time with Ed just talking about that. Maybe we'll talk about that sometime. Well,
come back. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
It's called cash.
Yeah. Hey,
my tree's bare.
Hey, money doesn't matter all that much to a campaign, but it's only number two to oxygen. So,
right.
But yeah, okay. Volunteers are super, super important. You know, knock doors, get votes. There are a lot of different ways you can volunteer. I'd love people to volunteer for me, but we have
sure.
a whole bunch of other great candidates that you might be more interested in your local
we
districts.
Do. Right.
I think there are only like three seats that don't
right.
have.
Right. We've got a lot of, and we've got good candidates. Like you said, we've got good candidates.
Yeah. So there's anywhere from phone banking, writing postcards, even having a meet and greet in your neighborhood, organizing your neighborhood. I mean, we have data on who would be friendly invites.
Sure.
There are a lot of different ways to help, all the way to going out and knocking doors and handing out pamphlets. You can volunteer through my campaign. I have a link on my website where you can register on my campaign in 19. But you can also volunteer through the Rutherford County Democratic Party. They're organizing volunteers to work across elections and knock doors, get people out to vote. So tons of different ways you can do it. And again, like Ed said, we can always use money to help with mailers. And
I was kidding with a caller there. Caller, I'm sorry. I was just joking with you.
So.
No, I appreciate it. I'm glad to know there's a couple of different options where I can get involved.
Sure.
I appreciate the time, sir.
If you can look me up and just send me a message or something, and I'll be happy to hook
Tell
you
him
up
where to send that, Pat. Go ahead. Where you want to send it to?
My email address is... clementsforruco@patclements.com, which is kind of complicated, or just find my website and there's a clementsforruco.com and there's a message me button on there. I'm not going to give you my phone number out over air, but
no,
it's really easy to find. My phone number is easy to find too, so I'd love to help. I'd love to help you out. Thanks for asking. That's a great question.
Caller, we thank you for calling. We appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it. We need, and there's a lot of people like this caller sitting out there.
Oh, yeah.
We have so many people.
We need
you. Know,
we need you.
You know, I run into people all the time. I'll run into somebody this week. You know, I listened to you Sunday night. I thought about calling, but I just, you know. And they're just a little bit shy about this. And as you know by now, if you're going to be in that business that you've chosen here, you cannot be shy about it.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, the thing about it. You're asking for votes more than you are for money. You know, I just ask you to get go to the polls. It's your constitutional right. Oh, we've got some people on one side of the aisle that would tell you, now you need to be checked out to vote. No, that's all a bunch of horse manure nonsense. That, you know, it is your constitutional right to go vote. Now you need to check and make sure you haven't been purged.
Sure. And do it ahead of time.
Do it ahead. Do it right now.
Yep.
Tell us the dates again when this election will be.
Yeah, so the primary is July 17th, or the early voting for the general election for local offices is July 17th through August 1st.
Okay.
And the day of voting on the election day for this these offices is August 6th. There are others for the state that I don't have those numbers.
Sure.
But for my seat,
that's right.
Yeah. My seat is August 6th.
So our date, August 6th, that is election day as far as
this contention here
is going. That's what we're looking at.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, voting is the least you can do.
It's the biggest thing you can do. Yeah. And, you know, we've been told that's for so long, your vote really don't count anymore. Yes, it does.
It does.
Yeah. There are elections being decided by one or two votes.
Sure.
In this nation.
And these commission districts are going to be won by 50 votes. Some of them will be less.
Yes.
Some may be more, but there are going to be some that are so close that if you can get 10 of your neighbors to make sure they vote, it could make a complete pivot in a district.
If you get out and vote for your candidate, we will have one or two races every election. Lots of times we'll be up at the election headquarters when they're bringing them out, and Alan will bring out the vote totals because WGNS is there. And we get down toward the end of the evening, and there will be one election. It may be, in one case, it was Elaine Williams, the road board. There were only 15 votes separating these people.
Sure.
This was a big deal. And I circled it and ran. I said, here's your race, Bart. That's what we're looking for anyway. You know, but it is, and you know, we've got a barn burner going here, you know.
Sure.
And there was a lot of votes in that thing. It wasn't just like only a handful of people went out and voted in it. This was, you know, a lot of folks had cast their ballot in this. So
it definitely matters. It definitely matters.
It sure does, yeah.
I always said you can't complain unless you go vote.
I know it. That's what they say, and we got a lot of people still do both.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I thank you for doing this. We look forward to having you back. We're going to have some time to do that. We've got some real good candidates out there.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you being here. I really do. And it's just, you know, stay with it and stay at it. We'll support you any way we can. I hope we can do a lot right here, sitting behind this microphone, and get people to go vote. Period.
It's really been my pleasure, and I thanks everybody for joining and listening to our conversation. I hope y'all can hear more about. There's so much more to talk about. So
there is. Tell them your how to find you again. Please.
Yeah. It's Pat Clements for Rutherford County on Facebook, and then Clements, Clements, for RUCO.com is my website. So check it out.
We will
love
do
to have
it.
You, love to have you like and follow my Facebook page, especially.
Sure enough. So. Pat Clements, he is your Democrat candidate for District 19 right here in Rutherford County, and that election will be August 6th. We are glad he's here. We're going to have him back, we hope, time allows. Connor, thank you for being on the board. And until next Sunday night at 6 o'clock, my name is Ed Raymer, and I'll catch you down the road. Good night.